This week, the two most senior Americans in Iraq testified on Capitol Hill and reported progress, real progress, but they said fragile and reversible progress. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker answered the questions of members of both houses of Congress and heard from three presidential hopefuls, among many other members. And Ambassador Crocker joins us from the State Department now to answer still more questions. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Robert.
A senior American official conceded this week that how they measure progress in Iraq is a very hard concept to explain. Can you succinctly tell Americans how you conceive of the success that you're trying to achieve in Baghdad?
Well, progress comes in different forms. I think one of the most important was what we saw in February when Iraq's parliament came together to hammer out some hard compromises across sectarian lines to produce three significant pieces of legislation, an amnesty law, the 2008 budget, and a law on de-Baathification reform that allows former members of the Ba'ath Party to enter into government service.
But in fairness, I mean, Americans don't keep very close track of what legislation is coming out of Washington, D.C., out of their own capital. Is there some concept, some phrase you can offer that would describe for people the thing that will let them know the policy has worked? We can begin to stand down.
It is a process. Because the surge has had significant success both in bringing down violence and because in that environment we have seen political and economic progress, by July, we will have withdrawn 25% of our combat power from Iraq and yet have conditions of better security and stability than when we started the surge. So I think that's a pretty good indicator.
President Bush says the Iraqis know that they still need our help until they can stand up by themselves. One way of looking at Prime Minister al-Maliki's offensive in Basra is that he also knows the U.S. can't allow him to fail. So even if he bites off more than he can chew, U.S. forces are going to back him up. Are we now in a situation where by encouraging the Iraqis to take the initiative, that means that they can draw U.S. forces into fights that perhaps they can't win?
Well, I draw a somewhat different lesson from Basra. For the first time, the Iraqi government, led by the prime minister as commander-in-chief, developed and then executed a major operational plan on their own. This is indeed exactly what we have wanted them to do, to step forward and to take charge of their own affairs. The plan was not perfect, nor was its execution, but it did involve the Iraqis moving a division's worth of forces on their own, choosing which units, getting them into place, and then engaging a militia enemy. We did play a supporting role, as did the British, but the main force of this, the main thrust of it, was carried by the Iraqis themselves. It's the first time they've done it, and I think it's a significant development in terms of their capacity.
Much was said this week about Iranian involvement, intervention, and influence in Iraq. As best as you can describe it, what do you think the Iranians actually want in Iraq?
Well, the Iranians have a stated policy of support for a secure, stable, democratic Iraq at peace with its neighbors. Their stated policy is very close to our own, and given Iraq's history with Iran, it is exactly what the Iranians should want. The practice on the ground is unfortunately somewhat different. We have seen the Iranians do attempt in Iraq what they have done in Lebanon, for example, to support and co-opt militia elements, making them effectively proxies of Iran.
Well, given that that gap between stated policy of Iran and Iranian actions on the ground in Iraq, can you actually work with the assumptions of Iranian policy? Do you think that the Iranian stated policy is real, or is it disproven by what they're doing in Iraq?
It is certainly contradicted by what they are doing in Iraq. My own analysis is that the Iranians are focusing short-term, trying to create problems for us and perhaps to keep the Iraqis themselves off balance. The calculation that I would hope they're making is that these short-term steps are working against not only Iraq's long-term stability, but against Iran's own longer-term interests.
And do you think that they would read the results of Basra as a setback for their practices on the ground in Iraq?
I think they do. The Iranians have to be picking up the same signals that there is widespread unhappiness among Iraq's political leaders as well as the Iraqi people over these militia actions. And it is completely clear to any informed observer, these militias would not be in a position to do what they're doing if they didn't get support from Iran. Those rockets that struck in Basra and Baghdad and that were fired at the prime minister in Basra, all were made in Iran.
Ambassador Crocker, I ask you this, understanding that you are not the architect of the past several years' U.S. policy in Iraq, but you're our man there now in Baghdad. What do you say to Americans who, when told that the country faces two challenges there, al-Qaeda in Iraq and Iran, what do you say when they say, if it weren't for our war policy, there wouldn't be an al-Qaeda in Iraq, and Iraq would be a counterweight to Iran?
It's a statement that is often made. I think you have to follow that, though, by asking, so where do we go from here? The fact is that as we sit here today, al-Qaeda is in Iraq, and Iran is seeking to exercise extensive negative influence over militia groups. We can have an interesting debate about the past, but that does not take us to a better place in the future. So I think the real debate has to be going forward.
But do you sometimes feel like you're cleaning up a mess that was made before your watch?
Believe me, Robert, I've got a full-time job on the present and the future. I'll let the historian sort out the past.
Well, thank you very much for sharing some of your time with us today, Ambassador Ryan Crocker, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.